Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. We've helped over 20,000 wedding parties get suited up. And here's the deal. You don't need to rent a suit. For about the same price, you can own one that's perfectly tailored for you. Over 60% of our business comes from referrals because we make it so easy. Whether your groomsmen live nearby or out of state, we've got everything covered. Trust me, this is the easiest part of planning your wedding. Stop by Nick's Menswear and let us show you why we're the fastest growing suit company in the country. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I went back and watched SNL from this past Saturday night yesterday after work. And Chapel Roan, she didn't do that song. She did two songs that
well,
I didn't.
Well, she did the country.
She did the country song.
What was it called? The Gay Country?
The Giver.
Yeah, she also did Prayer. What is it called?
I don't know, but she did two songs that I didn't know, and they were both excellent. She's really fun to watch. Mm-hmm. The performances were great. The band, John sat down, and he was like, oh, who's this? And he's looking at it, and they got a chick playing lead guitar, and it's very, like, glam rocky. Really a fun show to watch, and he was like, I would go to that show. He was like, that's a rock show.
Mm.
It's so fun. It really, really...
Oh, she did Pink Pony Club.
Oh, Pink Pony Club. That's right.
Yeah. Which one's the gay country song you told
us
about?
The second one, The Giver. That was the one listened to yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, by the way, we listened to a little bit of the beginning of that thing, but you need the whole thing is just fantastic.
Mm.
It's really, really fun.
All right. Well,
we get the job done.
The next big thing.
I know, right? She is, just very interesting to look at. And you and I talked about... it's always been a show that's been very political. There was a lot of politics on it, and it is sort of sad that everyone has to take a side, and it's the end of the world on both sides. And today is that day, of course. It is. Is it called Super Tuesday or just voting?
No,
voting
Super day? Tuesday is when that's the Tuesday in the midterm election.
The midterm thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
I don't know. It's the end of the primaries, I think. It's the day there's a ton of primaries.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway, it's voting day. And so if you haven't already mailed in your vote, maybe you're getting out there and voting. Either no matter what you think and what you're voting for, do that. Vote. That is part of being an American.
Something like 80 million people have voted already, but that's a very small percentage of how many will be out today go to the booth and do their vote.
Do an actual in-person dropping
of a
ballot.
And I think there are people who like that.
Yes.
You know, that's their thing. I also think there are plenty of people who just haven't, you know, the mail-in vote is not as difficult as you might have built it up to be. You get these pamphlets and things and you're like, oh, I don't want to deal. It's just part of the information that you would use to make an informed choice. It's no big deal.
Do you vote if you don't know the candidates? Because, like, I just moved to Alameda, so I don't really know much about the candidates other than what I read. So a couple of things I didn't vote for a person.
I definitely, if I don't have a strong feeling on something or I'm not sure and it's not like a party line thing, then I usually will just leave it blank. I know the few things that I want to vote for because I feel like let the people who are invested in that have that decision.
I do think that it's okay. This is my opinion. Yeah. I think it's okay to leave things blank where you feel completely uninformed. I also think though that for some of these measures where they're asking for money, whether it's to sell bonds or to increase taxes.
Yep.
If you don't know, I vote no. Like, I don't want to be going yes on something where money's being pulled from our, once again, deeper into our pockets for something I'm not entirely sure isn't a special interest nightmare.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So that's, I'll go no, I'm not, nah. But as far as a person goes, yeah, I don't know.
Their name's really interesting as well.
Yeah, sure. Then that's a totally valid reason to vote for
Chapel
someone.
Chapel Rowan.
Boom.
Oh, absolutely.
I vote yes for Chapel. I know a thing about her. Anyway, Chapel Rowan. That's a good song.
Enjoy your vote today, everyone.
Enjoy your vote.
Enjoy your freedom and your right to vote.
Enjoy.
Not everyone has that.
The sheer Americanness of this day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
And the tension of it all.
Sure. That's kind of the most fun part.
It does feel like the entire world's holding their breath, but it's fine.
Don't worry about it. It's going to be great. Everything is okay. Everything's going to be okay. Don't do it, Ben. All right. Let's talk about Alice in Wonderland. There are still limited tickets, very limited tickets available.
Very limited.
Yeah. Alice in Wonderland, radioalice.com. That'll get you started. But all this week at 9, noon, and 5, we not only have your chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Wonderland instantly, you'll then be qualified to win front row tickets. Our front row is huge. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. We'll all be there. But there will also be bands, including One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. It's all sponsored by Macy's. And keep it here on Alice all the live long day so you can get your win your way in or grab some of those few remaining tickets at radioalice.com. Quincy Jones passed over the weekend and I was looking at, they grabbed me with this headline that says Quincy Jones leaves behind staggering fortune for 7 children, including Rashida Jones. And then they go on to not say how much he has. So I had to look that up, but I did think, wow, 7 kids. That's interesting.
Well, wait, do you also have how many wives?
3 wives.
Okay.
2 other baby mamas.
Right.
So 5 ladies total. Actually, I think maybe 4 ladies total. Anyway, he was married to his high school girlfriend, Jerry Caldwell. He had a baby named Jolie and they were married 9 years until like 1966. He had a son and daughter with his second wife, Ulla Anderson, who sounds super Swedish and hot. Ulla Anderson. He was married to her for 7 years, divorced her to marry. And so let's see. So he had 2 kids with her. He had 2 kids, including. I think Peggy Lipton is Rashida Jones's mom. Yes, there it is. Okay. So Twin Peaks star and the Mod Squad star Peggy Lipton. She died a few years back in her 70s. But they were together. Let's see. They were together for at least like 12 years, something like that.
She was a really pretty lady.
Ulla?
Ulla?
Peggy Lipton.
Peggy Lipton. Yeah. Peggy Lipton is totally known. I'm sure they all were. He also, let's see. So they had 2 daughters, including actress Rashida Jones. And then they divorced in 1989. He didn't remarry again, but he did have 2 more kids. One with a dancer named Carol Reynolds and another with Natasha Kinski.
Ooh.
Was she from Species? Like, what was Natasha Kinski? She was like a spy or something. I can't remember.
She was much younger than him then.
Oh, yes.
Much.
Yep.
By like 50 years.
Wasn't she really big in the 80s? Wasn't it?
I think it was the 90s that Species is. If it's who you're talking about.
She was 70s and 80s. I don't see Species.
You're thinking of someone else.
Maybe. Natasha Kinski. Well, I definitely know that name. So, you know, I don't know where in my life I know it from, but I wonder if he didn't, they say he didn't remarry again, but had two other children. So who knows when he slipped
Natasha Henstridge is from Species.
Is Species. How funny. What was Natasha Kinski's biggest thing?
Paris, Texas, Tess, Cat People, Terminal Velocity.
I know the movie Tess for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know Natasha Kinski.
Tess the one with Jodie Foster? Jodie Foster plays like she's like a girl who is like developmentally disabled or was raised by wolves or something.
Roman Polanski movie, and
that sounds right.
I don't see her in there now.
She was raised by wolves.
Something. Movie Tess, if it's the one I'm thinking of.
She might just be hard of hearing. I don't know, but
one of those. But I don't know that this. These people could be out of timeline, too. Like, Natasha Kinski could have happened in the 70s, and he had a baby with her without being married.
A test, by the way, is a strong-willed young woman, peasant girl, attracts the affection of two men. Two men love this peasant girl.
Yeah, I'm thinking
of You're thinking of something else.
I am.
Tess is Roman Polanski, too, by the way.
Yeah, he mentioned that. Oh. So, I don't know. Then I definitely feel like I could pick Natasha Kinski out of a lineup, but Tess was... There's a Jodie Foster. Who cares? Anyway, I had to look up. So they tell me all this information, and then they don't tell me what everybody's going to inherit. But it looks like they're all going to split about $500 million. So that's good news. It actually seems low to me, considering like he was not only a huge music producer and I mean all the Michael Jackson stuff.
Nell.
Yes.
Nell.
Good job.
Oh my God, thank you. Well, I would have had to look that up because I was like, I know it was something. So was she raised by wolves or what was her deal? Is she a forest kid? She's like a forest kid or something, you know. She's like dirty and doesn't know stuff, but deep down inside.
Natasha
she's like good.
Richardson is in that, by the way.
Oh my God.
Which we're just mining.
This is what we do. But then somehow we find our way back.
She's raised in an isolated cabin by her mother and has never met other people.
Oh, there you go. Sort of like being raised by wolves.
No, it's not.
I mean, it kind of is. It was close. It's really close on that one. Anyway, back to Quincy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't know why.
What's his deal?
Well, he only had $500 million. Like, to me, I feel like...
How many exes did you just count?
Not even enough to really ding into Michael Jackson money and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air money. I mean, and all these other TV shows and movies. Like, to me, I feel like that's a guy who should have been a billionaire.
Yeah, but I think he's probably got money rolling in monthly on royalties.
I suppose that's true.
They'll get a taste.
Maybe, also, right. So maybe his outgo is, it keeps that number down.
Seven X's. Yeah, I know you're saying you're discounting that. I'm sure he.
No, I believe
them at the what is that term lifestyle they're accustomed to,
right?
Yeah,
in the manner to which they become accustomed. So yeah, he had three wives and then two other baby mamas. I'm sure, but all those kids are grown people now. Well, actually, I don't know if that's true. Maybe Natasha Kinski had a baby with him in her 60s, and that kid's still really young. Peggy Lipton, though, I did a little bit of a jump in with her this morning. Like, she was such a perfect 70s girl. Like, I picture her in the go-go boots and stuff. But I used to watch them. Did you watch them on Squad when you were a kid?
No.
It was like they are like detectives, I think, but action detectives.
Oh, Get Smart.
No, it's Mod Squad.
It's Mod Squad.
Are you sure?
Yep. There is a girl from Get Smart. Don't do it. You're doing this on purpose.
I'm not doing anything.
I saw the look. You're doing this on purpose.
Get Smart. I know that one. Is that the one?
No.
There's they're both shows.
Yes, and they both had girls on them. Find the girl's name.
The girl is that's the wrong Get Smart. Never mind.
What? The wrong Get Smart? Oh, because they went back and remade the movies. Is that Steve Carell?
Yeah, it was Steve Carell.
Oh boy. That must have bombed. Not because he's bad, just
Barbara
I never
Feldman.
Heard of that.
Barbara Feldman?
Felden.
Barbara Feldon? I still totally remember her.
We are really in the Wayback Machine.
It's all right. Anything but talking about the election. Okay, so here we go. By the way, we are the place to go if you don't want to hear about that. If we say anything, we'll say how happy we are to be Americans. It is. It's our job to vote. That's your one job as an American. Well, that and jury duty. Those are your jobs as Americans. And taxes.
Oh, taxes for sure. Jury duty, you know, everybody wants out of that.
It is true. When I retire, though, someday, I hope I get picked because I will. John has sat on a few juries now, actually, and he really likes it. He's like, takes it really seriously. And, you know, there's plenty of people, myself among them, who've gone, I just can't do it. I probably did the story on the, I can't, please, judge, let me leave. I can't do it. Oh, my goodness. Look at the time. I was going to tell you about Kanye West and his wife, Bianca. They're hanging out in Tokyo, but they're going to McDonald's. And she's wearing no clothes. Surprise.
Well, McDonald's is casual.
I mean, super casual. Like, I'm wearing shiny pair of tights and a bra. Casual. And my hair slicked back. They're using a self-service kiosk. You can just walk up, order the food that you want.
What do you think they get at McDonald's?
She definitely gets McNuggets.
Order?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, she's a McNugget with honey mustard sauce. And he is trouble. He wants everything made to order. He wants a Burger King Whopper. And he makes that happen at McDonald's.
I'll take a Whopper, please.
I need you to flame broil that. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The hot new baby name trend and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, man, it's like a really crazy pink mauve-y looking sky out there. Very, very pretty. That is great, but you know what's better than a nice sunrise? How about $5,000? How about $5,000? Oh, here you go. I'll pay you $5,000 to look away from that sunrise. All this week. Fall into 5K a day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour, and you'll get your daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by us.
Hey.
The Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. That's this show broken down into pieces so that you can enjoy it at your leisure on your time.
Whenever you want to.
On-demand listening, the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast, the whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check out our Full Show Podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
Today.
Okay. In the words of my good friend Jim Tebow, he's a great guy. He runs the skateboard company. He's also become a Pokemon.
Yeah, we're best friends on Pokemon now.
Oh, is that right?
We actually have a lucky trade on one of our accounts.
He's a wonderful guy, and he often posts this, and I love when he says it because it reminds me I do got this. He always writes, you got this. You got this, everyone. I know it's a stressful day. Today we vote.
It is. Well, it's
but
just
you got
the
this.
Fear of the unknown.
Go in there and do your thing. You've done all you can.
Yep.
And then we'll...
And then we'll never talk about politics again. It's going to be great. All you have to do is cast your vote and then you go on with your life.
Right. Well, I mean,
don't
you
worry
just
about a thing.
Really, I mean, that's it. So you got this. You got this today, everyone. You got this. Okay?
Enjoy.
Partly cloudy today. Windy again. It was windy at my house yesterday. That dry wind, and that's the worry, is the red flag fire warning is out. Windy, 70 degrees, but let's seriously. You know, keep those ciggy butts in. Sparks, bad. Very bad. Red flag fire warning. PG&E's even saying there may be some, like, preemptive shutdowns. Yeah. And they've even mentioned
they,
some
they
of the places.
They should do those things. Like, that's, you know, knowing that ahead of time, you maybe need to get a generator.
I have one.
Yeah. Or find a place to store your... Or don't buy cold food anymore. Well, only buy canned food.
I don't think everybody had... We had a real problem going for a minute there. Things have settled down and we have pretty consistent power right now. Mm. But I had to get an electrician out to wire the house so I could just plug in.
Right.
Because it was that happening that often. Anyway, red flag fire warning. Be careful with your sparks and flames out there. Here we go. Taylor Swift was at the game last night, everyone, as the NFL Monday Night Football was a good one. It went to overtime. Tampa Bay hung in there, against the champs and ultimately lost. Kansas City's still 8-0 now.
Incredible.
Undefeated.
Well, that's that Taylor Swift good luck.
They beat Tampa Bay 30-24. The game, again, did go to overtime. I watched some. And then actually, right after the coin flip, I went, I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
Enough of this.
Travis had a fumble, though, so she's not total good luck.
He did. I saw that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The guy did hit the ball.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a butterfingers moment. But
do you think she gives him crap for that later? Or is she like, don't worry, it's fine? Or is she just like, you're a loser?
No, I hope their relationship is such that she can give him crap and he can take it.
Let's hope so.
You know?
Yeah.
That would be sad to think that he goes into a depression over.
She's really mad at me for dropping the ball.
She
called me butterfingers. It really made me sad. Like, you know, does she have to be so mean about it? She's like constantly saying, loser.
A ton of people attend watch parties. There's the Super Bowl. Sure. There's Monday Night Football when Taylor Swift might show up.
Absolutely. Every Saturday, WVU football.
You do watch parties?
Yeah.
Do you find just a bar that will be playing it, or do you have people over your house?
No. We go to the same place every weekend with the Alumni Association.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
You really do participate. I like it.
I know. He's like really into life.
We, he says. Yeah. We. No, we as the alumni, yeah, go to a place and enjoy. And that's bars are not safe spots for people like me and you.
No. And this bar has the non-alcoholic brew that I like. And,
What's the one you like? Because we bought you like O'Doul's.
I loved what you got, whatever it was. It's an Athletic Brewing Company. I like
Athletic Brewing Company.
Ding,
that's one. Ding,
yeah.
Ding, Chan. Mm. Hey, sales. Athletic Brewing Company. They're near beer. Non-alcoholic beer, whatever it's called.
There's the Oscars. There's the Grammys. Yeah. There's TV show finales. But now it looks like there'll be people attending watch parties for tonight's election. I should say today's election, but the results. So once those things start coming in, people gather and watch.
It's funny because I looked at, you know, every day I look at what's on TV tonight or what's streaming, you know, what new movies are out, whatever. And it's literally all the coverage of the election. So it's practically inescapable.
Half of almost.
You can escape it, though.
Almost half of people will watch it alone, but there's a percentage that will watch it with friends and family, and there's another percentage that will gather and have drinks and watch this thing. Now, that's only 8%.
Like an election day bingo card.
But the watch party thing is happening tonight. I thought, all right.
Well, if people are doing that, enjoy yourself.
They say Democrats are more likely to attend a watch party and Republicans are more likely to watch it alone.
Oh, I'm actually surprised that there's even... I would think both sides are definitely really into this.
Oh, they're watching it. Just one group watches it together, one alone.
Hmm.
A baby name expert. This is a thing, and it's really, don't drop the ball on this, parents.
The baby name thing?
The baby name thing. Like, really, you gotta look into this. You gotta make sure that you've covered all the angles.
Because all the things that can go wrong, all the
first
rhymes.
Time someone says to your kid, Eddie, and you're like, mother, what the?
Her name's Edie.
You never seen Edie spelled out? What? Okay, well, and I'm the dumb dumb. I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm sure you're not dumb, but there I am,
dumb,
like going, geez. According to Baby Name Consultant, my best friend's dad is the hot new name trend to look out for in 2025.
My best friend's dad.
Grandpa names for girls.
Oh, like Howard?
Max, Lenny, Teddy, Tommy, Scotty, Mickey, Billy. All examples of the new trend for little girl names. I like it. I think Max is great. For a girl name, not for a, you know, streaming service. That's ridiculous. Who would ever call their streaming service Max?
I'm trying to think of like all my best friend's father's names, and their first name was always Mister. So I don't think I know their names.
Those days have changed.
They have. Like, I guess Riley would name his kid Pat, I guess.
I like Pat.
Pat works for a boy or a girl. I mean, it's Pat.
Yeah, Pat, unfortunately, also was the name used on that SNL segment. So if you can't get over that, you might choose something else. Could the name...
And this is my cousin, Chris.
Could the name Maddie be for a girl?
Oh, sure. There are, you know what? And while it's not with a T necessarily, I know some Maddies.
Oh, but Maddie, Madeline.
Yeah, Madeline.
So with D's, of course it would work.
So with D's, it's a girl's name, by the way, if you're writing me. With T's is the boy's name, because I get Maddie with D's all the time.
Could you be Matea?
Well, Mateo is my name in Spanish.
No, I'm saying, but Matea for a girl, could that be shortened to a Maddie? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, but some of these are just, you name the kid Scotty. You name the kid Tommy.
Scotty's cute. Little Scotty.
I like funny, it.
Tommy's cute too for a girl.
In West Virginia, everybody's nickname has a Y on the end. Even I have a friend named Josh. We call him Joshy. Like it's just.
Now that's actually
Joshy.
Widely done throughout the world.
Easy.
I mean,
no, it's just in West Virginia.
Johnny.
No. The Australian. It's widely used. But so we had an intern named Frankie.
Yeah.
And I loved that name. And
was it a girl?
It was a girl. Yeah. And I think her name was Francesca, but. Frankie, really cute. So anyway, that's the new baby name trend. Your best friend's dad. Wait, my best friend's dad. That's right. What it is.
I can't think of what Marianne's dad's name is.
Well, ask her.
I guess I have to for my next daughter.
Well, you keep saying you're done. I mean, I don't believe it for a second, but I think there's still hope that we'll get another Clarkie in the world.
Yeah, well.
Go Elon and just start spreading them around, would you?
Oh my God. Our eggs are decrepit.
That doesn't mean they're not useful.
Deepak, are my eggs still useful? What am I, 60?
You're not 60.
Practically. Well, I'll be 58 in a month. Actually, in
my
2 weeks.
My God, what?
In 2 weeks.
Have you made, this question is for everyone.
Okay.
Have you made a new friend in the last year?
I don't think so. Actually, I mean, I kind of have. That one lady who works down the hall here. And actually.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Joey, she's a friend. And and you know who else? Robin.
Robin's your new. We're not going to.
Because they're work friends?
We're going to call them that. They're work colleagues, whatever. They're
really?
Not your friends.
Well, we're friendly. We laugh.
If you're friends,
we talk.
You go out to lunch together. You.
Yeah, I've never gone out to lunch with them.
You invite them over to your home.
I don't want them over there. Yeah.
You don't want them over there.
Yeah, no.
Have you made a new friend in the last year, Maddie, with two T's?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I made quite a few friends this year.
Who? Name one.
Well, they're friends from that special group I go to.
Oh.
Yeah, so you're always meeting new people there.
And then what, you go for coffee afterward?
Yeah, go for coffee, hang out, you know, answer the phone
when
they call.
That's actually kind of cool.
Call them when you need them.
Oh.
Yeah.
39% of Americans say they haven't made a new friend in over a year.
Have you made a new friend this year?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah?
Who? But what I will say to that, and this is something that you will, you know, rubber stamp for sure, I have kids.
Yes.
And kids have friends and they have parents, and that is how you end up meeting
that
a
is
lot
true.
Of people.
That's where I met all my closest friends right now come from my kids' childhood.
So while I have a tendency
that
to be,
true.
You know, doing overwhelmed with my little pile, I do also go out of my way as much as possible for my kids.
Right.
And so there's all kinds of times where I've met people. And some have become people that I just am friendly with.
An acquaintance.
Others, I'm like, let me get your number. We're going surfing. Let's do this. So yeah, I definitely have made new friends. They say though that not everybody does.
Mm.
I guess we stick to the paths, you know, we get in our ruts and we do our things. And
yeah, it's, and when you know, you and I actually have moved, and you too, Maddie. I mean, we're in radio. Like, we spent a lot of our time on the move and going to new places, and you'd meet everybody at work, and then you'd have to set up a whole life there and figure out doctors and all the stuff that comes with moving to an entirely new place. And I feel like making friends is a skill. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to be willing to take a chance and put yourself out there. And
say
invite
yes.
Invite people, say yes to things, join new groups, figure things out.
Anyway, that's just, unfortunately, it sounds like we're all in a, or many of us end up in some kind of a social rut.
Yeah.
Where we're not, just not experiencing, we're not having social experiences where we might meet someone where we go, hey!
Yeah.
And that has everything to do with the dating scene being online, too, is where am I going to meet people?
Right.
I don't know.
Used to be like your friend would bring her single friend along, male or female, and you'd meet in a big circle, a friendly circle. Yeah. It's, you know, I think, too, sometimes you get to a certain age and you have the friends that you want. You're like, I'm not looking to expand the circle. I have a hard enough time keeping up with the really good friends that I have already. And then other times people really need to reach out. My mom was saying like all her friends are dropping like flies, you know, as they're getting older. It's really hard. Like every other day she hears about some friend of hers that passed.
In a book I'm reading, they talk about that. They're not talking about it, but it's a lady who's living in this house that she raised her kids in, and her husband has passed, and she's in this house by herself. And they were saying, oh, do the neighbors that used to live here that you're referencing now about the thing that they may have or may not have seen? And she said, no, all the people are dead now. And I was like, oh, God.
I know, it's so rough.
I mean,
you stay someplace long enough and everybody leaves or dies or whatever.
What a blessing to outlive everyone you know.
Is it a blessing?
That's my question.
Yeah.
Yikes. Is it a blessing? I wonder.
Not really. Sometimes people want a friend reset too. I remember when my brother and sister moved out here, my brother and sister-in-law, you know, they, ding, ding, shame. They came out here and
on them.
Yes. But she actually said, she was like, you know what? I'm actually looking for a friend reset. Like, I really feel like we were in a rut and we had, you know, did the same things with the same people. And I really want to find some new friends and have some new experiences.
37% of people say they feel like they've been in a rut socially. 26% say their social lives feel repetitive.
That is a trap you can fall into.
Well, sometimes that's what's comfortable. Is what you've been looking forward to all week.
Right.
You know what I want to do?
That's easy.
I want to do that.
Yep.
The thing that I love.
And then I'm going to go, okay, well, it's 8:30, so see you next weekend.
All of you get out. And everyone goes, okay, bye.
All right. Yeah, we're old too. We want to go home. Great. Thank you for releasing us into the wild.
Nell.
Tess.
Nothing. You don't know. If you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah. But if you're listening to the podcast, you probably do know. So enjoy the callback.
Here's another poll.
All right.
A poll on being patient found we can only wait 29 minutes for food delivery before we're annoyed.
Yeah. That sounds like.
Would you say you're a patient person?
No. Would you say you are?
I'm not.
Okay. You're not.
No.
Okay.
Are you?
I work really hard on it. Would I say I'm patient? No, absolutely not. Right. Do I work at it? I do.
Try to be patient, but it's hard sometimes. And plus, like food specifically, it's, you know, I didn't come to this restaurant because I love coming to restaurants and spending money, but I came because I'm hungry and I want my food now.
Well, there's things I can be impatient about, which is food, I think. Yeah. I think that's a fair place to just be like, no, I'm hungry and I want...
Right. I don't even care. Make me two pieces of toast, slather them with butter and cinnamon sugar.
Right. Being impatient with your kids can, there's just, at some point you have to remind yourself, they're kids.
Yep.
And all the kids are the same. They all make the same mistakes. They all do the same selfish things. And it's your job to form them and not always be screaming like a banshee at them.
In your head, you can be screaming like a banshee, but outwardly, you need to be just the picture of patience and kindness.
Try. Anyway.
Try. It's hard.
Just for the first time, I want to say it might have been Sunday night. The kids had gone out into the hot tub with their mom.
Oh, fun.
And then when they came upstairs and I'm laying in bed, I'm in my room and I'm in the dark and I'm laying there awake. You know that feeling, Sarah.
I do.
We know that all too well.
I'm aware of it.
And the kids are, you know, being kids. You touched me. Don't touch me. I'm running.
Thump, 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 yeah. thump.
And I just go, hey, from my pillow, knock it off. I'm trying to sleep. And both of them just start giggling.
Like, oh, yeah,
I don't have it in me.
You need to have that frightening edge.
I honed that edge.
She's great. Don't get her mad.
Waiting on a server to take your order. Our patience is thin by 13 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's my thing. If I go in and sit down at a restaurant, I want to have placed a drink order like before my ass hits the seat. Like I really need to get that part of it going. If you can get me a drink, I have a lot more patience. It's weird.
Oh.
Yeah. I get that that's not something that the two of you can do.
Mommy needs her medicine.
Yeah, mommy needs her
the all right
little
juice
friend.
Makes everything there, all right.
Everything's all right.
Waiting for your food to arrive. 17 minutes.
From the time you order it?
Sounds like it, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I came to eat.
Yeah.
I'm less, you know, interested in, but that's because we talk all morning.
I know.
So I'm not like, I can't wait to get to the table and tell some stories.
Right.
I'm not feeling that.
Yeah.
I know others might be.
I feel an obligation to tell stories and entertain when I'm in a restaurant with, not with John. John and I can sit quietly and
I've seen you turn on and I'm like, why? Who turned her on?
I do feel like, I feel an obligation to be entertaining.
Uh-huh.
And especially if I'm invited somewhere. Like, I definitely feel like that is part of this equation is that now I'm going to, and once I sort of break through my own reservations about being blah, 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 oh, I can get going.
You know, I always have been the way I am. And as I've grown up, and I mean, it took a while, just for the record.
Work in progress.
but I feel like being that way for me feels like, don't I get enough damn attention every damn morning? Like maybe I can lay back and let others carry the convo or do, you know, stretch out. And
right.
I do feel like, you know,
but when there's a lag in the conversation, I'm like, relax. I gotta fill this space. I just can't. I can't have it.
I don't feel
Sean would always yell at me for trying to produce everything. Like, I don't like the way the conversation's going, or I don't think it's funny enough. And that's what I'm doing. I'm steering conversation. I'm, you know, all right.
Oh, man, you got to come to, that'd be so great. If I had you there, I'd be like, I'll just wait till he tells me what to do. This is going to be great. So relaxing.
Do you have an in-ear at dinner? I mean, is that,
yeah, can that'd be great.
I'm
going to need you to bring
up. I'll have my little cue card. Sarah, you need to reset.
Right. Are you Emmanuel?
Waiting in line at a grocery store. Over half of us will switch to a different line if we see more than three people ahead of us.
Oh.
This is the neck above all. Sticking the neck up looking.
This is why I like going to the, if I have to go to the supermarket, which I don't have to go a lot, but if I have to, we stand at the end and I go, I'll get in the first good line and you keep walking. Because sometimes you're like, okay, well, there's only two people in this. I'm going to go here. But then you're looking down like, what about down there? Is there only, did that one just open?
You got to read the people too. Cause like if it's a, like a, I'd say it's a really old person with a few items.
Yeah.
I will not get
coupons,
behind them.
And they've got their, you know, their
right
bursting wallet with the coupon sticking out the sides.
A single dude looking just, you know, like he just can't wait to get
bag
out of there.
Bag of chips, yeah, and that's six pack of beer.
And also, who will bag their own stuff? Like, that's very annoying too when people don't want to bag their own stuff and then you got to wait for the cashier to do it. There's a lot goes into
I do like that there's a lot of self-service stuff now. You know, most places you can go through, like, unless you, I think you can't go through with booze, right? Or maybe you can if they have an attendant.
No, you can't.
They just won't let you do it?
No.
I don't know. Mm. That's actually funny. I haven't had to.
You wouldn't know, right?
I wouldn't know.
I hear my friends complain about it enough. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't get in line.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Are you guys okay this morning? We're fine. We had a little test. There's like four Natashas. This was like that moment where
people were concerned. I actually thought that was a really funny part of the show.
Actually, like,
what was it now? What the hell? That's funny.
Yes, Sarah, let's get those drinks going.
Yeah,
to
immediately. If you, I am yours. If you get me a drink within a couple minutes of sitting down at a table, now I don't even have to look at the menu. Now I'm just going to hang out and you know, start being loquacious, garrulous, unstoppable.
707 says, my mother had me convinced that she could turn me into a rock by raising an eyebrow. So if I began to fool around, she'd give me a look and I would calm right down immediately. Mm. I tried to cultivate that with my kid, but it doesn't pass into this generation.
Mm.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know, when you're a mean mom, speaking from experience, you don't have to be mean that often. The threat of mean is enough because you've yelled at them, because you've been mad. And I actually think that as a person, you should show your kids that people do have limits. And I'm not saying that the limit should be you've reached it and I'm going to beat you. That isn't what I'm saying. I'm saying though that you can show your kid that you're mad and that they pushed you to that point. And I actually think it's a valuable lesson for a kid to learn because it teaches them to be aware of other people, their feelings, their needs, and your effect on them.
I don't disagree. No, I, you know, my kids get away with calling me Febreze. So, you know, but the thing that will get me, the thing that they've seen me, you know, snap on,
yeah,
is when they mistreat each other.
Ah.
And like the older one, I will be like, I would never let anyone treat you like that. And I will not let you treat her like that. So this is where that ends. And right. I'm very like,
good. Because a lot of times the way a brother or sister treats a younger brother or sister teaches all the kids in their group. That's how that kid can be treated.
Exactly. So
and then that kid feels,
respect.
You can't, and you should be defending your brother or sister,
yep.
Not squatting on them.
Even though it's a constant.
God, they're such jerks.
It's constant to each other. Constant.
Okay, I would say that to mine. Like, if my life would be perfect if you guys would stop fighting. I was lying, of course. It wouldn't be perfect, but it would have been better. All right. Coming up, let's get that Christmas shopping going, you guys.
Yeah!
All right.
Hello?
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.